Okay, Declan Bonner, a comprehensive, comfortable victory for your side tonight, winning here by 13 points against Armagh, booking your place in the Ulster Minor Championship semi-finals.
Yeah, very happy, Chris, to be quite honest. You know, Armagh came at us in that first 15-20 minutes and probably threw the kitchen sink at us in the first 15, and we expected that. You know, Armagh are playing in, you know, Athletic Grounds here in Armagh, always a difficult place to come into, and you know, we were probably fortunate in that spell that Armagh didn't get a few more scores on the board, but once we settled down, you know, you could see coming into maybe that 10 minute period before half time we started to move the ball a lot quicker. We got some ball, and especially into Rory Carr and Conor Doherty inside, Ethan O'Donnell, a couple of scores, and you know, once we went in half time we're 5 points up. You know, we wanted to push on and start the second half. We done that, and you know, I thought it was a really good performance.
Once really hit the front, I think it was in the 16th minute, Conor Doherty fired you in front for the first time. They briefly levelled, but really in the last maybe 10-12 minutes of the first half was when you sort of took charge of the game. You probably could have had a couple of goals in that period as well.
We could have had two goal opportunities, Chris, exactly. I think Niall O'Donnell was the first guy, and you know, just unfortunately wide of the post, and Conor Doherty had a half chance that the keeper saved. And but no, we were quite happy to be going in at half time 5 up, because it didn't look like it for 15 or 16 minutes gone, to be quite honest. But you know, we did get a couple of good, very good scores before half time, and then the second half we kicked on, and you know, with the two goals, the first goal by Nisha Boyle killed the game as a contest. Mm-hmm. And you know, I thought we were total control after that, to be quite honest.
The first was a well worked goal. The two key door men, Michael Carroll, your captain, playing in Nisha Boyle, keeper got a hand to it but just powerless to stop it. And then Darrell Boyle, I suppose, a goal of real pace and a finish of real poise.
Absolutely. I mean, Darrell's an outstanding player, and you know, real pace about him, and you know, pace hurts any team, and we always had a replica goal probably from Ethan O'Donnell just before that, and Ethan just at the last minute, he went through it again, another guy with a lot of pace. But no, Darrell took his goal really well, and you know, we spoke with those three guys, Nisha, Darrell and Ethan, have done no work at all since the Tyrone match. They're all just back from injury, so it was a late decision from our point of view, and just quite delighted now I made that, because it was Friday night before I sat down and we decided to go with them, and we're quite happy that we knew that they probably wouldn't last the 60 minutes, but you know, Nisha tired early after the goal basically, and the ground was giving him a bit of bother, but we'll give him a chance to recover from that now. You know,
Conor Doherty missed a large chunk of last year with a knee injury, Declan. He had been struggling a few weeks back, and we spoke to him that night before the Tyrone game that we were up with Ian Killigordon, and he said he was really looking sort of to make up for lost time of last year. Got your crucial goal against Tyrone, and then today 7 points. I mean, he's a player on fire at the moment.
Very, very good, yeah. Exactly. I thought the two guys inside were very, very good today. I thought Rory Carr's touch was excellent, and I thought Conor Doherty was absolutely excellent. And, you know, 7 points, really, that's him back. You know, he was absolutely flying throughout the league, and then unfortunately picked up a knee, and the injury just before the league semi-final, and he didn't play any football for about 4 to 5 weeks. He's back now, and, you know, he's in a good place. You know, he was disappointed with last year, where the year went with the injury. But, you know, a fully fit Conor Doherty's very hard to mark.
A lot of pace in your team, but I suppose something else that stands out about this Donegal team, Declan, is that height, that physicality you have. I mean, you mentioned Rory Carr, you've got the likes of Michael Langille, Michael Carroll, Jason McGee, all in and around that sort of middle sector, crucial.
Yeah, it's a huge big man. I mean, Jason McGee stands at 6'5", and you have Rory Carr, and say, he's 6'4", Michael Carroll 6'4". You have a lot of big boys in there, Michael Langille, Nathan Gavin come off the bench, a lot of big physicality, physical players, Brendan McCall, who've done a very, very good job when we pushed him onto Jarrod Burns. He took Jarrod out of the game after that, and it was really, you know, very, very good. At that type of work, and he done that exceptionally well. But the other side of the game is, you know, our defence work extremely hard. Not just, and it's not just the back six, but it's just the back. It's the 15 players work extremely hard. And you know, you look at our end of it, and you look at the defence. I mean, we conceded 8 points last time out. I think we're 6 points today. And really, I mean, that's great. That's great defending from any team. And you know, we're delighted with the overall team. We're quite honest, we know we work. Derry are down in the next round, and we have 4 weeks to get ready for that. It's leaving coming up now, and we just have to be careful with that there. So, you know, but hopefully we can move on. We can move on from there.
And you said during the week you wanted to get back to Clonus. Last year you sort of noted that your team really kicked on after the leaving cert. It's a big couple of weeks now for these guys, but you return to Clonus in a few weeks time, and I suppose really that's when the thing will start to be ramped up.
Well, exactly, it's great to get back to Clonus. The night was a bit cold, it had more of a winter chill to it than anything else. It was a hail shower just before half time, and the woolly hat was on again this evening, so hopefully in 4 weeks time there'll be a bit more of a championship feel to it. But listen, it's great to get back in Clonus. It's great to win those two really difficult matches, Tyrone and Armagh. People, there's expectations on this team, Chris, and we know there's expectations. We've worked them extremely hard, but listen, this is championship football. This is also championship football, and you know, if we're going to go on to an Ulster final, we're going to have to do it the hard way. You know, beating a lot of good teams along the way. But to me, Derry were the best probably the best side we'd met, even in the league, and especially in the league final. You know, they were a very good side, and they'll fancy their chances probably against Down, but that's going to be a tough enough match for them next Sunday, and we'll probably sit down and watch that game. It'll give us a bit of breathing space now, but we have a lot of hard work to do, next 3 to 4 weeks, a lot of hard work, and we're not going to rest on our laurels. We have to continue to look for improvement all over the park, and you know, that'll start this evening on the way home when we sit down to plan the next 4 weeks, and that'll start Tuesday from training point of view, that we'll take in the lads that are not doing their leaving cert now. I think there's maybe 17 or 18 of them lads. There's about another, I think, 13, 14 doing their leaving cert, or 15. So we'll look at those and give them the week off, you know.